Happy Friday. It's Friday, June 20th, 2025. I'm Kevin Roman. I'm a designer, stylist, and generally all-around happy guy. Every week, I share a great thought and a great song. We all deserve a dose of encouragement, a fun tune, and a reason to smile. This is Happy Friday. Happy Friday, happy summer. Between heat waves and nuclear threats, get ready for a hot time in the old town tonight. We've all lived through hot times. Some of us, we've seemed to walk through hot coals. Me? When I was 20, at the start of the first summer I left home, I was violently mugged and had my jaw broken in three places. How violently? Yeah, so violently that I don't remember anything 45 minutes before the attack. The brain has its way of protecting us from pain. 8 weeks of having my mouth wired shut so that I could only talk and eat like this is something you don't forget. I've been punched in the face on the subway, and I've had bottles thrown at me on the street. But this story isn't just mine. In medieval Christian Europe, being gay wasn't only sinful, it was heresy. In cities like Florence and Paris, men accused of sodomy were burned alive. In 1533, under Henry VIII, that well-known paragon of morality, through England's Buggery Act, sodomy was officially criminalized and punishable by death. This law stayed in some form for centuries and influenced colonial laws around the globe. The Nazis, who murdered 6 million Jews, persecuted homosexuals in an unending fashion. They arrested 100,000 gay men. About half were sent to prison, and thousands died in concentration camps. But when World War II ended, persecution didn't end for German gays. Those imprisoned under paragraph 175 were forced to continue serving out their full sentence. The liberating Allies still saw them as criminals. It took until 2002 for Germany to finally annul those convictions. Back in the U.S., the State Department kicked out thousands of gays during the Lavender Scare of the 1950s. Similar to the Red Scare, but, you know, more gay. Before leaving office, Secretary of State John Kerry made a public apology for the persecution of those LGBT employees. That apology was quickly erased from the State Department's website by the next administration. But let's lighten things up a bit. Gays aren't the only ones who've had to struggle through harsh, illogical treatment. Society, especially the medical community, has held some insane practices over the years. Dating back to ancient times, doctors used leeches to treat everything from headaches to hysteria. George Washington might even have died from excessive bloodletting by his doctors. But let's say you had a really bad headache. You could turn to trepanation, the ancient method of drilling a hole in your skull to release the evil spirits. That people actually survived this might be the wildest part. Oh, but it gets better. Or is that worse? maybe instead of a headache, you have a toothache. Before we understood cavities, doctors believed that worms lived in your teeth and caused pain. Well, maybe George Washington's teeth. Some of the cures involved burning herbs to smoke the worms out. Maybe RFK Jr. could have tried that. I could go on and on. It gets a lot worse. From epilepsy being diagnosed as mental illness and demonic possession, to Ronald Reagan compounding the AIDS crisis for years by refusing to even say the word. Throughout history, we've ignored, shunned, and imprisoned those we should have been helping. What can we learn from all this? Most of us at one time have been tried by fire. Sometimes we gotta smarten up. Sometimes society needs to smarten up to treat us right. But if at the end of the day, if today you're still here, you can survive. That alone shows your power. You're not a failure, not a degenerate, and definitely not just a fairy. You have something the privileged never earn. You're a survivor. You've proven that while life at times can be agony, the key to survival is moving forward. Growing up, I was told that being gay was a miserable, lonely, dead-end life. And the world did its best to convince me that was true. But I don't believe everything I'm told. You might believe that it's impossibly painful to walk on hot coals. Those ancient firewalkers must have incredible spiritual fortitude. I looked into that. Turns out, not only are embers poor conductors of heat, but if you keep moving, your foot doesn't touch any one hot surface long enough to burn. Slow down, and you might start to sizzle. This is my comfort. Look around. What you know now is not the end. Yeah, life can be hell, but survival is its own triumph. Every scar carries a story. And every story is a step towards something better. So cry, scream, feel your pain. Claim that pain. Because that may be the only way you'll get through it. But keep moving, and you will get through it. That's the painful purging that Wildlife feels in the song, Make Me Cry. I hope you like it. Every week, find a link to Friday's song in the show notes, in your podcast app, and online at the website, happyfriday.fm. And remember, the key to survival is moving forward. Thanks so much for listening. Sometimes it has to get bad before it gets better. I promise. Connect with me online and on Instagram at happyfriday.fm. Now go have a happy Friday.